Good afternoon. This is ING Bank Śląski, second quarter results conference. First question, are we running our conference call in English or in Polish?
I prefer English, if it's all right.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
On our side, Dorota Kołakowska, President of Management Board, and Mirek Boda, CFO, and Monika Kobylińska and Roland Pasz from Investor Relations. Our proposal is to go to a Q&A session. We understand that you received our presentation, and we can, of course, with your approval, can go to Q&A session. I would like you to introduce yourself.
Yes, it's Mark McRae at KBC.
Okay.
Yeah, should I just start and ask a question?
We also ask who else is on the call, so we have the full understanding on the other side, please.
Maciej Barański, Dom Maklerski BZK.
Damian.
Tomasz Kluge, Moody's.
Okay.
Okay. I guess we can start with the questions. Thank you.
All right. Well, I mean, the first, I have a few questions, if it's all right. The first is just on asset quality. Would you say that your NPL ratio is now peaked, or do you expect sort of further deterioration in retail to be more important in the second part of the year?
Okay. I think historically, when we look at the trend of NPL ratio compared to the market, it has always been roughly in the 50% of what the market is. We do not expect that to be significantly different than the historical trend. However, we have to bear in mind that we are growing, and especially quite significantly, the mortgage portfolio. Even statistically, there is probably an expectation that on the retail side, we will be migrating a bit more closer to where the market is. Although, the market consists of both mortgage and cash loans, and we know from the market that particularly the latter were more troublesome rather than the mortgage portfolio. I think, we have to bear in mind we are growing the portfolio. It will be more skewed towards where the market is. On corporate side, well, unless there would be some one-off that difficult to predict upfront, it's probably going to be more or less what we see now.
You wouldn't say that your NPL ratio is peak then? It's too early to say that.
I think it's for the whole market, it's also too early to say that.
Okay. Can I ask you to comment on the cost of risk in the quarter? Because to me, it seems unsustainably low. Even for good times, it's relatively low, and it doesn't quite strike me that we're there yet.
No, we share your comment on this. If you look at the composition of this, actually, roughly 26 million is for corporate, and that's quite comparable to what it was in the first quarter. If you look for retail, which is the balance, is lower than what we had in previous quarters because there's been some, as we consider, one-off events. Mainly, we've changed the monitoring system or approach, which gave us better results on the timeliness of payment of the installments, especially in the period 1 to 30 days overdue. That was a bit one-off. We had some successes with foreclosure. Actually, we've got some of the loans back, and we've got a payment from the insurance company. All in all, this is roughly 7 million for all these, which we consider a bit more one-off.
All right. Sorry, what was the figure for one-offs again?
Roughly 7 million.
7 million. Okay. Well, also, I have more questions, but I'll yield perhaps to one of my colleagues as there's so few people on the call. But if you could come back to me before concluding that there are no more questions, I'd appreciate it.
Sure.
Hello, it's Maciej Barański here. I have a question about loan volumes, and in particular the municipal financing market. I can see that the number one position, or number two position, or the strong position in the market has been maintained. But I noticed that a number of other banks are quite aggressively entering the market. Have you noticed pressure on margin in this segment and potential slowdown of growth for your share of business?
Indeed. I said particularly in 2009 and the first quarter, a little bit more first half, our presence was very strong. So we've managed to double the market share in municipal financing. That was also financing that was done at reasonable level of margins. What we see now happening, many other banks more aggressively entered that sector. And so recently we were not the ones winning the tenders. But having said that, you know, the margins were already so low that it also you wonder whether this is really the area you want to focus on going forward. So I would say it depends a little bit how the competition will behave in that segment and what will be the level of margins. I would presume that our participation will be less than it was before because of those two factors, more banks coming into that segment and reduced margins.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, please?
Well, perhaps I could come back and ask a few more questions. And I mean, your margin was flat in the quarter, as I see, it's like up 2 basis points, which to me is a little bit surprising given the progress that you're making on the lending side. So, just can you kind of put in this in context? I mean, where are you losing margin, because I presume that the growth of the loan book is a positive factor, so there must be some offsetting negative factor.
What do you mean, sorry, by the losing margin?
Well, I mean, what I mean is that I'm assuming that if you grow your loans to deposits ratio, which you certainly have done, and you're successful in lending, that will increase your margin. If everything else stayed the same, but you grow your loans to deposits, you should increase your margin. But as it stayed flat, I'm assuming that there's some offsetting negative factor, and I'm curious as to what it is.
If you can look at the slide number 37 in our presentation,
mm-hmm.
on the left-hand side, lower part on the left-hand side,
mm-hmm.
you see that our margin, cumulative margin, because then we need to calculate comparison to the annual result, yes? So cumulative margin for the last 4 quarters, is growing, while the monthly margin is, let's say, stable between the quarters.
Yeah, I was looking at the quarterly margin when I was referring to the stability.
I would say that, let's say, the new production is with the lower rates than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
This quarter, so we have an effect that the margin, quarterly margin, is not growing anymore.
Okay. Well, can I ask you to comment on the new business margin on the mortgages over the last quarter versus the yield that you have on the back book?
I would say following that we're seeing that the margin of the mortgages are dropping from the level of about the 2.5% around the 2%. However, of course, it's still over the average margin that we in our portfolio, so it still is pushing margin cumulative towards the higher level. But the new sell is right now with the lower margins.
Yeah. And this 2% includes your promotion? Your promotion cuts 40 basis points, right? So the 2% is inclusive of that, is it?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, well, this goes back to my point, because you're saying that at 2%, it still benefits you, and I'm assuming that if your loans-to-deposits ratio is growing, you're basically replacing risk-free assets with assets offering a 2% spread over interbank. So if that's the case, then I would expect that your margin would increase quarter on quarter, and it didn't. So I'm asking why.
Looking into the mortgages only, we have the situation that still, as I said, asset margin is growing, but as the new sell is on the lower margins, yes? So looking into the, let's say, total margin, the quarter is stable because we have the new volumes, yes?
Mm-hmm.
That covering this drop of the margin in the quarter. So if the, our asset would not grow in the second quarter, our quarterly margin would be lower than in the first quarter. Yes?
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, and maybe just if I could ask a question on the fee income. You also have this promotion affecting your lending fees. Your lending fees seem to be up quite substantially quarter on quarter. And I'm just wondering if this is the timing of the promotions that's having this effect, and whether or not we would see a potential drop in fee income with respect to lending next quarter.
Referring to,
you mean the margin? Well, there's a line in your fee income with respect to lending. I think it's related to insurance on this, but I understood that one of your promotions is to offer no fee on new lending. You either take a reduction in margin or you take no loan fees.
Yes. But this is not yet reflected, because this is the change that's really from mid to... Yeah, maybe some of it is reflected.
Well, I guess that fee income was better in the second quarter than the first quarter with respect to loans. I'm wondering if it's going to drop off again in the third quarter.
But you talk about this fee, about the lending loan insurance fee? Or the
yes, exactly.
Ah, yeah,
okay,
so then
different.
Here we are. That's a different issue. Mm-hmm. Let's say that's the fee that relates to the insurance for the cash lending. The agreement with client is following that if the client is prepaid the loan, we should give back or paid back to the client the portion that is for this, you know, period that he overpaid the loan. Plus, of course, according with our statistical calculation agreed with auditor, we have to make appropriate provision for this. And in first quarter, we had the situation that we have paid more of this higher prepayment level, so we had to create more provision. In second quarter, that was not the case. Even we have to solve this provision. So overall effect was about the 5 million. Plus we had a higher sell in the second quarter in comparison to the first quarter. Yeah, so we have two effects, but this first one, this adjustment of this provision for the fee cost for the let's say, the paying back to the clients was, the, I think, the biggest effect between the quarters. But that's
okay.
Related to the mortgages. That relates to the cash lending.
Okay. And I suppose that the mortgage fees are actually accrued in net interest income.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all for me then. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
None from me.
From other people?
Okay.
No questions.
There are no further questions, and thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.